Hello, hello, hello. It's another week. Another week for you to change your bed sheets. Another week for you to do your laundry. Stop piling it up. Make your laundry, guys. Another week for you to go find a girlfriend or a boyfriend. Stop saying you're doing better when you are single. You know very well you are lonely. Welcome, 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 welcome. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's your boy again, Jan van Potgieter. Bantse bambam biza Jan van Potgieter. I'm back again with another episode. So, yeah, today I'm just gonna talk about myself. Like, you're just gonna get to know more about myself. And by myself, I'm talking about like the stuff I watch. So I'm just gonna tell you mostly about the stuff I watch. So firstly, we're gonna go on our top five movies, like my top five movies of all time. Tell you what's up about them, and then if you're interested, you can check them out. And then I'll also go into my top five series, like the top five series that I enjoyed watching, and I could probably repeat them over and over again, but I don't usually do that. Probably after 5 years and stuff, that's when I can do that. But yeah, what I'm about to talk about is that. So yeah, like a lot of has happened this week, even last week. I saw Menzi Ngubane passed away. R.I.P. Menzi Ngubane. And the king of the Zulu nation also passed away. R.I.P. to the king. R.I.P. to the king. What else? There's nothing else that's been happening. So, yeah, this week nothing else happened. It was just Eskom. Yeah, bloody Eskom. That's what happened last week and this week. So it was just Eskom doing their own thing. So yeah, we all know about that. Like, they frustrate us, all of us. So yeah, I think the recap for the week, like, it's being done, like, it's fine now. So yeah, so I'm just gonna start with the top five movies of all time. So these are the movies I enjoy. I'm not saying you guys should enjoy them and stuff. So spoiler alert, I'm gonna like just tell you the whole concept of the movie. Luckily, I'm just gonna tell you. So if you don't wanna know about a certain movie that maybe you haven't watched or people have been recommending it for you, you can just fast forward and then just go to the next. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, you can just forward so that I don't spoil it for you, because it's quite nice. But I'm not gonna tell you guys the ending. I'm just gonna tell you like what's up in the movie and then what you should expect and then why it excites me. That's all. So yeah, the number one movie of all time, like my number one favorite movie of all time, is 13 Sins. So a lot of people don't know about this movie, and that's because I think it wasn't done by those big productions like your Paramount, your 20th Fox Century, your Fox Entertainment, your Warner Bros, what's that one, Watwat Gate, Universal Studios and stuff. So it wasn't done by those. It was done by these underground ones, which sometimes they do perfect movies. Like, you guys, like, you shouldn't just give up on a movie just because you see stuff you don't recognize. I really, really enjoyed this movie. It is my number one. Even today, the movies I watch, I haven't found a movie that's similar with that one in terms of entertainment I got. So that movie was crazy. Hence, it's still my number one movie of all time. So yeah, if you wanna go check it out, go check out 13 Sins. It's very nice. So what happens, how it starts, is like, is this guy, he's expecting, like, wait, it's a white guy, right? he's dating a black woman. So this white guy, he's dating a black woman. He has a father, and then he also has a brother. But his brother, he has a mental illness. He can talk and stuff, but he has that mental illness. So what happens is that this guy is going to work when the movie starts, thinking he's going to get a promotion. And then the previous day, there was this old lady talking to the same white guy. And then he asked, like, he asked him, which, like, this guy works for an insurance company. So he asked this guy which policy is right for her. And then this guy told him, like, since you are old and stuff, you don't have to get a gold. I don't remember whether it was a gold or a platinum policy account. So they fired him for that because he talked this lady out of getting that gold, that gold policy. So he got fired and he was expecting to get promoted. So he has a wife who's expecting a baby. So the fun thing is that his father, he's also racist. So his father is racist. His brother needs medication and stuff. So the guy now was just under pressure, like he needed money ASAP. So what happened is that he got a call, and then this call, they are just testing him. So he has to do 13 tests. So they're just gonna test him. He has to do challenges, 13 challenges, and then after the 13th challenge, he's gonna win like something like 8 million, 9 million and stuff. But you're gonna do crazy stuff, like maybe they tell you to push someone off the stairs and stuff. So what I like is that this movie, it just shows what money can do to a person. That's what I like about it. It shows what money can. This guy changed completely. He changed. And what I also like, rich people can actually do this. Rich people can actually do this and play a game with poor people and actually do certain stuff and then tell them they're gonna send money into their account. And he sends it immediately. After you're done with the challenge, your phone clicks, your bank account, you can see the money. So yeah, so if you wanna check out that movie, it's very nice. I recommend everyone to watch it. That's my favorite movie of all time. I even found a movie that has replaced that movie. So that's my favorite movie of all time. I just want you guys to know that it is my favorite movie of all time. 13 Sins. It's actually nice. You should go watch it. And then second on the list is Life. Our Life is nice, guys. You see this movie, it's a sci-fi. Okay, the 13 Sins, number one, it's a thriller. So yeah, it's a thriller and then it's nice. And then the second movie on my list, it's sci-fi. So I enjoy, like, the type of movies I enjoy most, it's both thriller and sci-fi. Action, sometimes, and it depends on how the story starts. You can't just start shooting. Have you guys seen how John Wick starts? I like how John Wick starts. The first John Wick, like, it opened the doors and stuff. So you're gonna enjoy the series. I'm enjoying the John Wick series. Like, it's a nice set of movies. I really like it. But yeah, going back to number two is Life. Life is nice, guys. So on Life, what happens is that this group of scientists, they go to Mars and then they find the first sign of life on Mars, and then they grow it inside a lab, and then turns out what they are growing is actually smarter than humans. I wouldn't say it's smarter than humans, but it's smart. So what it does, it starts killing them. On the spaceship, it starts killing them. They start dying. And once it absorbs someone's energy, it grows. Keeps on killing, keeps on growing. And it can breathing space for a certain period of time. So yeah, you should also check out Life. Life, it's very nice. Yeah, guys, you should check out Life. And then we're gonna go to number three. Number three on my, like, this is my top three now. So on number three, you're gonna get Captain Fantastic. Yeah, Captain Fantastic is actually nice. So it's like this guy and his kids. I don't remember how many the kids are, but I remember he has a guy. I think it's one boy and three girls, and the boy is the firstborn. So what he does, like, they don't live amongst people in the city, so they live in sort of like the mountains. Everything they do it on the mountains. So what happens, the wife died, and then the dad didn't want to give the grandparents the right to stay with the kids, so he went and stayed at the mountain with the kids. So they live at the mountain, he homeschools them and stuff. So the kids are very smart. He homeschools them on his own, everything they know. Like, the at the end of the movie, this other the guy, the oldest kid, which is the guy, he applied to all universities. They all accepted him. That's how smart this guy was making his kids. So he taught him everything he knows. A kid like who's like seven, he knew everything about the economy and stuff. So other kids, that movie is nice, guys. You should check it out. So it's just a way of how a person lived and stuff. So it's more like family drama, I think. Yeah, it's more like family adventure because they move a lot. So yeah, it's more like family adventure. So if you like that kind of movies, you can also check it out. So I'm very proud of myself. Top three is different genres of movies. Number one is thriller. Number two, sci-fi. Number three, it's adventure, family type of shit. And then we're gonna go to number four, sci-fi again. So number four is sci-fi. So the number four movie that I recommend is Upgrade. This movie, I really enjoyed it. I think it came out 2017 or 18, if I'm not mistaken. This movie is super nice. So what happens in this movie is that there's this guy, he has a girlfriend, right? So the girlfriend likes using, so it's in the future. So the girlfriend likes using the machines, obviously, because it's in the future. But the guy is still hung up on using his hands. He drives a manual car, the one he drives himself. Everything he does is just manual. So what happens is that they go around with their girlfriend's car, and then they get an accident. And after they get an accident, the girlfriend dies. I think someone killed the girlfriend, or the girlfriend died on the accident, something like that. And then the guy became paralyzed. After the guy became paralyzed, he had to rely on a machine now. So they implanted this chip on his head, and then it could make him do anything. So he learned karate, same time, anything. So the chip has all information. So it's going to use the electrical brains that runs on your brains, and then it gets charged like that. So he can talk to it, he can give it full control of his body sometimes or not. So that's how it works. So eventually that guy has a chip, like he has a chip controlling him and stuff. That's how it happened. So yeah, you should also, if you are into sci-fi movies, you should check that movie out. That movie is super nice. I can recommend it to everyone. I won't tell you the end, but what I'm just gonna say is just like recommending a movie, and then that's it. So yeah, it's very nice. You should check it out. And then my last favorite movie. I said I'm talking about my top five. So Upgrade is a sci-fi, and then my last movie, it's Crime. So yeah, Crime, that's my last favorite movie. And I love Tower Heist, guys. Tower Heist is nice. So it's a very nice movie, Tower Heist. So what happens on Tower Heist? It's like, is this guy, he works for a hotel, and then the guy took the retirement funds for all the employees, and then he used them. So when he used them, the money just vanished. So he invested them in something that they couldn't see, but it was right in front of their eyes, but they just couldn't see it, you see. So by the time, imagine, people worked 40 years, they were hoping they would get their money when they retire, but nothing. This guy has fucked them up, all of them. So the employees just retaliated, and then they robbed the guy at the end. So the ending is very nice. So you should also check it out, guys. The ending, very nice. So yeah, that's my top five favorite movies of all time. So I can go back to the list again. It's like, number one is 13 Sins. Number two, and they are in order. Number two, it's Life. Number three is Captain Fantastic. Number four, it's Upgrade. And then lastly, Tower Heist. So the actors there, obviously people are going to like it. It's Eddie Murphy. It's Eddie Murphy and that guy who acts on the Museum movie. I forgot his name, shit. But yeah, I only remember the black guy. Eddie Murphy, he's in that movie, and the movie is very nice. And now I'll be going to, oh yeah, talking about Eddie Murphy, I saw what's this, Coming to America 2, it's coming out. So yeah, I'm hoping that movie will be nice. So the movie will be out soon. So yeah, let's hope the movie will be nice. And have you guys seen the whole Hollywood movies? They are now coming out like into the streaming platforms. So imagine how many streaming platforms you have. You gotta have like, some people will end up paying $500 a month. I'm talking in dollars now. You're gonna have to pay $500 a month just to stream everything, which is not cool. Everyone, like, everything is going into the streaming section. But I think it's also nice because they generate money every time. Remember movies back then, you just pay a ticket and then you pay until. But now, if you have, like, it was guaranteed maybe once a month, now they know they want to have your money forever. That's what people don't realize. They want to have your money until you die if you don't stop the subscription. So what's gonna happen is that if they know, okay, maybe let me just talk, I'll just talk in South African, just like South Africa Netflix, it's 159 or 169 somewhere there, I'm not sure. So you're gonna pay 169. So they know a year in South Africa, maybe they have a million. Let's say in South Africa they have 300 million. No, not 300 million, that's too much. Let's say in South Africa they have 3 million subscribers. So you're gonna times 3 million subscribers with 169 rand or 160 rand. Those guys are making money, guys. And if you are 3 million and then you pay 169, that's the amount of money they make every month. Hey guys, that's a lot of money. Imagine, I just need you guys to calculate it yourselves. You're gonna see how much this streaming thing has. It has a lot of money. A lot of money. So you guys should also watch out for that. You need to fix it. don't subscribe to too many things. Just like myself, I only subscribe to Netflix. If something is not on Netflix, I'll get it for free on the internet. If a movie is out on streaming platforms, maybe on the 18th, I already know there are people who are going to find a way to take it out. So movies will no longer have to wait a long time. I don't know if you guys realized. Before movies, you used to wait a long time before they came out. Right? We used to wait a long time. Like a very, very long time before they came out. Because they were only aired on what? On cinemas. Hence you had these cinema versions. Now we have people who have, like, movies are gonna come out online. So you already know people are gonna find a way to download a movie, and then we're gonna have it high quality. So I suggest you only subscribe to one thing, and then the other thing, just use your data to download it online. Just subscribe to one thing that you enjoy the content, that thing. One thing where you enjoy their content, subscribe to it. You don't need to subscribe to all these things just because a movie is coming out on, like, on their platform. Just wait or download it online. Simple. Sorry about that. Going back to my top 5 series. So the first one is Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad, I like it. I like it. So he's this high school teacher. He has cancer. And then he's a chemist by profession, but he ended up teaching at high school. So he's a very, very, very good chemist. So what happened when he was young? Him and his friends, they were three. They started a company, and then after they started the company, I don't know, maybe they went into a fight and the guy demanded his share, and then they gave him $5,000. And then now, in the future, he's a teacher and the company is worth billions. The company is worth billions. So he ended up cooking meth. And then since he's a chemist, he produced the best meth they've ever seen. So that's how, like, that's how interesting. But when it starts, it's boring. I won't lie to you guys. You just have to be patient. Because when Breaking Bad goes off, it takes off. Yes, that series is nice, guys. I recommend you watch it. And then the second one, obviously, Bella Ciao. I liked it. Just this guy who has a plan for everything. I don't think such a guy exists. Because there's always an error when you rob something. No matter how well you planned it out. So I just liked how he plans his stuff out, and then there's no error, but we all know there's an error every time. So they just rob banks and stuff. That's what they are doing in that movie. And then you're gonna have number three, Silicon Valley. Guys, this movie is nice. So it's about tech companies and stuff. So Silicon Valley is actually a real place in USA where you have these guys who, like, the programmers, they stay there. Like, that's their famous town where they stay at. And then they just keep on coming, like, with ideas for new apps and stuff, and then sell them, become rich, stay nice. So that's what happens in that movie. So there's this guy who wants to create a decentralized internet where people can stalk you and stuff, because the internet that you are using now, they can stalk you. Hence, when you are online somewhere else and then Google just asks you, hey, did you enjoy McDonald's in Johannesburg? It's because you were there. Google is stalking you. They have their geolocation on. Even if you turn your location off, they can still track you. It's useless, guys. So yeah, the movie is about that guy who tries to create that thing, and there are a lot of obstacles in his way and stuff, because he's just a nerd. He didn't know business, so now he has to know the side of the business of the company. Like, guys, that movie is, and it's nice, it's comedy. So if you like comedy, it's not, it has dark humor. It has, you know, that stupid guy in Jay. They call him Big Head. That was my favorite character. Yeah, so there are a lot of people. A lot of people in that movie. And it's nice. I won't lie to you guys. It's nice. And you already have these big guys who have... who have these huge chunks of money. They trying to sabotage the guy, buy him out. Some they trying to take his internet and then mine whatever, like mine data or like, yes guys, this movie is like, not this movie, this series is super nice. And then number four we have The Blacklist. I started watching it this year. And then I'm actually now on season 6. I'm actually enjoying it, especially the character Raymond Reddington. Hi guys, it's nice. So here it's a guy who's been wanted for over 25 years by the FBI. He comes back and then he demands that he's going to help them catch all the criminals they have been wanting. Some they didn't even know they existed. So he just helps them and then he tells them who he wants to work with. So the girl he wants to work with turns out it's his baby. So he wanted to work with that girl. So yeah, that's what happens in that series. So just that finding out, and then you don't even know his angle. That's what I like. The suspense is that you don't know why he turned himself in and then why he's busy making these guys get caught. So you don't know like the full story on why this thing is happening. That's what I like about this thing. Like you can't even predict it because there's a lot of drama going on until you finish. There's just a lot of drama going on. So yeah. And then number five for series. I don't have number five, guys. Number five, I don't have it. At all. There's no series that deserves to go into my number five that I've watched so far. I've watched Lucifer, but Lucifer, I've only watched it for one reason. It's because they're actually giving you the side of the story based on the Bible on how actually Lucifer was. They're actually telling you the guy was just sent to God, hell. He's not responsible for evil. And then people make it seem like he is. He punishes evil. He's not like, that's what I like the concept on, like how they based it. Like, I just like that concept on how they based the whole series on. He never lies and stuff. So yeah, I actually did like that. So yeah, my top five favorite series of all time. It's number one, Breaking Bad. Number two, Money Heist. Number three, Silicon Valley. Number four, The Blacklist. And number five, Nothing. Nothing, zero, nothing, 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 nothing. So yeah, this was all for today. I hope you guys change those sheets. You can't sleep in the same sheets for over 2 weeks. Even 2 weeks is a lot. After a week, you should change. Like, you sleep from Monday to Friday. Saturday, you wash. You put in new ones. Even the pillowcases. Same thing next week. Monday to Friday. Saturday, you wash, you change. So, you should have 10 sheets as a guy and 10 pillowcases. Actually, you should have 10. 10, what's this? 10 bedding suits. Yeah. Should have 10 bedding suits for everything you do so that you can change each and every week. So, 10 weeks, you would have changed different types of bedding suits, which is nice. So, yeah, that was all for today. I hope you enjoyed this thing and I hope you check out whatever I've mentioned here So yeah, ladies and gentlemen, have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. If you are listening to this at night, then have a nice night. And then if you are listening to it in the afternoon, enjoy the rest of the day. From me, Jan van Potgieter. Abangaziyo bangbiza Jan van Potgieter.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Goodbye.